Next patient is Brenda Johnson Miles. That's Brenda is B-R-E-N-D-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, dash Miles, M-I-L-E-S. Date of birth is 4-6-57, 4-6-57. Date of visit, 7-31-23. Please make copy for Royal Master MD. Royal Master, L-E-M-A-S-T-E-R, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Roy, thank you for sending Brenda Johnson for pulmonary evaluation. Next, test for present illness. this is a 66-year-old lady who has had a history of persistent cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath, has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea. The patient also has chronic leg edema with lymphedema, and she has been sent for a polysomnogram, but she has not had any CPAP mask at night since she cannot tolerate it. The patient has gained weight recently, denies chest pains, and she denied any fevers or chills, and no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for hypertension. She has a history of COPD and has shortness of breath. Has a history of COPD and chronic bronchitis, denies diabetes. She also has obstructive sleep apnea, period. No significant surgeries. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smokes 6 cigarettes per day and has done so for 40 years. Trying to quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next line, allergies to lisinopril. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of diabetes and complications. Father died of colon cancer. Next paragraph. Med list included labetalol 200 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Lasix 20 milligrams a day. And atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Prednisone 10 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has gained weight, chest fatigue, denies glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. She has no abdominal pains but has reflux and no diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, but has palpitation and has leg swelling. The patient denies depression but has anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle aches, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, obese female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 170 by 80, pulse is 76, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 340 pounds, saturation is 93. Rumer. HENT, ear nums, phallic pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. And few crackles at the bases. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so an S2. No murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, lymphedema of both legs with induration of the skin and pigmentation. And no calf tenderness. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. The patient does move all her extremities well with no focal deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is chronic lymphedema. And number 6 is obesity. Next plan, the patient will get a CT chest without contrast. Complete, CT chest with contrast. Complete metabolic profile and an IgE level and a CBC. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Advised to continue with budesonide / formoterol 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. She was urged to get a repeat sleep study and start using a CPAP setup at nights. And weight loss was discussed, and a complete PFT will be ordered and a follow-up visit arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Roy Lemaster, MD, LEMASTER, Roy Lemaster. Thank you.